Hallelujah, may peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，大家平安。
Tonight the topic is anything too hard for the Lord?
今晚的题目是在神有难成的事吗？
Recently we have been reading the book of Jeremiah.
最近我们在读耶利米书。
In the book of Jeremiah, there is a saying that God always asking his people.
在耶利米书当中，神总是问他的百姓。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
我们来看耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Actually, chapter 32.
三十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 32.
耶利米书三十二章。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17.
耶利米书三十二章十七节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
O Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by a great power and overstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. He said, there's nothing too hard for God.
在这里说，在神没有难成的事。
Growing up, we know everyone have our own limitation.
我们每个人成长过程当中，我们都有自己的限制。
Just like when you go to school, you go have exam, then sometimes you think, oh, this question is too hard, I cannot answer.
就像我们在学校里考试，有一些考试对我们来说比较难，我们不会。
Sometimes you work, and then the task is too hard for you. It is beyond your capability.
有的时候。在工作中有一些任务对我们来说是比较困难的。
Sometimes your health having some limitation. You want to do something, but your health doesn't allow you to do it.
有的时候我们想完成某件事，可是我们的健康却不允许。
So sometimes we want to do something, but we don't have the money to do it.
有的时候我们想做某件事情，可是我们却没有钱去做。
So actually, our limitation also define us, or what can we do, but what we cannot do.
我们的限制也我们的局限，我们
能做什么，不能做什么。
我们可以做什么，不可以做什么。
But here the Bible reminds us.
这里圣经提醒我们。
Even though we are limited by our own lacking.
虽然我们是有我们的我们局限在我们的。
But the Lord, the God who made heaven and earth, there's nothing too hard for him.
可是对创造天地的神来说，没有难成的事。
Now spring is coming. If you're amazed how the weather, how the environment, how beautiful it is.
现在春天就要来了。如果你会很你如果很惊讶，春天是如何的美丽的话。
From a very cold winter, snow cover, and then now you look at the grass, it's green in these past few days.
从白雪皑皑当中，现在草地已经有青草冒出来了。
You're amazed at how the power of life is wonderful.
你也会被生命的力量所惊讶。
So if you amaze the nature, you should be amazed the one who created nature.
如果你会被自然所惊讶的话，你应该也会要被我们的造物主所惊讶。
So whenever you're facing a situation you think is too hard for you,
当你遇到困难的时候，你觉得对你来说太难了。
Do not forget there is a God in heaven. There's nothing too hard for him.
不要忘了，我们在天上有一位神，在神是没有难成的事。
Tonight I'd like to share three points based on the Jeremiah chapter 32 and chapter 33.
今天晚上我想和大家分享三点。
What does it mean that is not there's nothing too hard for the Lord God in heaven?
对神来，什么叫在神没有难成的事呢
？The first point.
第一点,
it is not too hard for God to deliver us when we are in trouble.
当我们遇到困难的时候，对对神来说，拯救我们并不是很困难的。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 20.
我们来看耶利米书 32章20节。
Let's turn to 32 verse 20.
我们来看耶利米书32章20节。
Let's read 1, 2, 3.
一起读。
You have set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, to this day and in Israel among other men, and you have made yourself a name as it is this day. Here is a request to look back at the history of how God helped the chosen people to face troubles.
在这里，神让以色列百姓回顾了他如何在带领如何带领以色列百姓出埃及。
At that time, they were living in Egypt for more than 400 years.
那个时候，他们在埃及地居住了400年。
They were enslaved by the king of Egypt called Pharaoh.
他们是在埃及为奴。
They have no freedom. They work as a slave every single day.
他们没有自由，他们每天都在那里当奴隶。
And even though they wanted to escape Egypt, a better life, but there's no way for them to get out.
尽管他们想逃离埃及，可是他们却没有办法逃离那里。
Because those millions of Israelites are free labor for the king of Pharaoh.
因为几百万的以色列百姓来说，对法老来说，这几百万的以色列百姓就是免费的奴隶。
So there's no way Pharaoh will let them go.
所以埃及法老是不会让他们离开的。
But God has a way to make it happen.
可是神却让这一切发生了。
Verse 20 said, God has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt.
在二十节这里说。在埃及地显神迹奇事。
If you look back the history, God struck the land of Egypt with 10 plagues.
如果我们来看历史的话，神降十灾在埃及地。
The first 9 plagues is about natural disaster.
前面九灾都是自然灾害。
Sometimes the frogs come out, sometimes they have darkness, sometimes they have too many flies.
就是有很多的瘟疫。
And the last one, God struck the people, killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
最后一灾就是神把头生的都杀了。
So the Pharaoh at the end has no choice. They have to let the people go.
那法老没有办法，只好让百姓出来。
Even though at the beginning the heart of Pharaoh was very hard,
尽管一开始法老的心是非常刚硬的。
He was stubborn.
他非常的顽固。
He tried to go against the will of God.
他想违抗神的命令。
But nobody can stand against God actually.
可是没有人可以站在神的抵挡住神。
Because Pharaoh, even though he was very powerful, but in front of God, he's nothing.
尽管法老是非常的能力非常的强，可是在神面前他什么也不是。
Yes, he was very powerful. He can control the army.
他很有他的权力很大，他可以控制军队。
But he cannot control the weather.
可是他不能控制天气。
For the past few days, you look at the news. It says a heavy storm rain in Middle East city called Dubai.
如果我们有看天气预报的话，在过去几天，在迪拜，有很大的暴风雨。
And then within one day, the rainfall of one year has poured down to the city.
一天当中，它的降雨量相当于全年的降雨量。
I was there last December.
我去年12月份的时候，就在那里。
It was a beautiful city with a lot of skyscraper, beautiful airport, beautiful shopping centers.
那是一个很美的城市，有很多高楼大厦，他们的机场也很美。
But that one rain on that one day paralyzed the whole city.
可是那一天的降雨使整个城市都瘫痪了。
Even airport have to be shut down.
即使是机场，也所有的航班都取消。
All the shops are shut down.
所有的商店都关门了。
No business activity, no people moving around.
没有商店可以开门。
Just one day of raining.
就仅仅是一天的暴雨而已。
Flooding the whole city, making everybody stop.
整个城市都发了水灾。
So how can human being claim that we are mighty, we can do anything we want?
我们作为人怎么可以说我们是很有能力的呢？
So God through this natural disaster and also this wonder and signs forced Pharaoh to comply to his will.
因为神在埃及地显神迹奇事，所以就让法老答应就让老以色列百姓出埃及。
So at the end, God delivered them out of the trouble, out of the problems.
所以最后神从困境当中把以色列百姓拯救出来。
Now, brothers and sisters and friends, what is your problem facing you right now?
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在的所遇到的问题是什么呢？
Everyone facing your own challenge in this life.
我们每个人都面对自己都面对很多困难。
Before you face these challenges, you think that, you know, I can rely on myself, I'm smart enough, I am capable enough, I am very hardworking, I can solve all my problems.
在我们遇到这些挑战之前，我们都会想，哦，我能力很强，我可以自己解决这些挑战和困难。
Yes, you are right when everything is smooth.
是的。当事情进展得很顺利的时候，你是正确的。
But when you're facing some troubles,
可是当你面对一些困难的时候
，suddenly you fall ill, you cannot even move.
有的突然有可能是突然你就生病了，你可能都动弹不了。
Suddenly your company, you thinking you have a good career, suddenly your company tell you you are laid off, you are not needed.
特别是如你觉得你在工作中表现很好，可是突然间你就被公司裁员了。
Or sometimes you fall into a deep trouble, like a depression. You feel so depressed, you're so sad.
有的时候或者是你在遭受忧郁症。
Sometimes your family have trouble in terms of marriage or relationship. You're facing a lot of trouble.
有可能是在婚姻当中，你们的婚姻出了一些问题，或者是关系，家庭关系。
Lot of things that is beyond our control.
很多的事情是出于我们的掌控范围的。
But sometimes you think that, oh, I lose hope. I don't know what to do in this kind of situation.
有时候我们就会失去希望，我们觉得不知道该怎么面对这样的困难。
Don't forget, even though we are not capable, this is too hard for us. The environment we are facing is too hard for us.
不要忘了，尽管这些困难是这些困难和挑战是很艰和巨大的。
Is the one who are waiting to deliver us as we trust in Him.
可是神是拯救我们的那一位，只要我们相信他。
And the most important thing is, God will deliver us from sin and from the domain of the Satan.
不要忘了，神会拯救我们，也会把我们从撒旦那里拯救出来。
Let's turn to Acts of Apostles 26 verse 18.
我们来看《使徒行传》
Chapter 26,
26章
Verse 18,
18节
Acts of Apostles, Chapter 26, Verse 18,
使徒行传26章18节
Let's read together.
一起读
Chapter 26, Verse 18,
使徒行传26章18节
1, 2, 3, 领到他里要叫他们的眼睛得开从黑暗中向上光明，从撒旦的权下
归
向
神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人
同
得
基
业。
The biggest challenges in life is not career or health or anything or finance.
我们在生命当中最大的困难不是工作的困难，也不是健康的问题。
The Bible there tells us the whole world is under the domain of the evil one.
圣经告诉我们，整个世界是在罪的控制下。
That the devil blind our eyes so that we do not see something spiritual.
撒旦蒙蔽了我们的眼睛，所以我们看不到属灵。
Just like Pharaoh, he enslaved the Israelites.
就像法老把以色列百姓困在埃及地一样。
So their eyes were closed. They don't know what is freedom will feel like.
他们的眼睛被蒙蔽了，他们不知道自由的滋味。
But God can deliver us.
可是神可以拯救我们。
He can open our eyes.
他可以打开我们的眼睛。
Deliver us from darkness.
他可以把我们从黑暗中拯救出来。
I can return to God.
我们可以归向神。
So what is your challenges today?
所以我们今天的挑战是什么呢？
God is nothing too hard for God to deliver you out of the trouble.
在神没有什么是困难的。
Trust in Him.
只要我们相信他。
Second point.
第二点是。
It's not too hard for God to take things away.
将神神将一切夺去，不是那么容易，不是那么难困难的。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 32.
我们来看耶利米书32章。
32 verse 23 to 24.
23 to 24.
Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 23 to 24.
耶利米书32章23到24节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
The three.
他们进入了这地的为业，却
不听
你
的话，
也
不
遵
守
你
的
律
法。
你
一
切所吩
咐
他们行
的，他们
一
无
所
行。
因此你使这
一
切的
灾
祸临到他们。24节。
看哪，
看哪，
敌
人
已经来
到，
族类要
攻
取
这
城，
城
也
因
刀
剑、
饥
荒、
瘟
疫
交
在
攻
城
的
加勒底
人
手
中。
你
所
说
的
话都
成
就
了，你
也看见了。
He said, "It's not too difficult for God to take everything away from His people."
这里讲到，神取走一切是不困难的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because you do not listen to God.
因为百姓不听神的吩咐。
The people of Israelites, they had nothing before they entered. They leave Egypt.
以色列百姓在离开埃及之前，他们什么都没有。
They only have one set of clothing and one pair of sandals.
他们就只有一套衣服，还有一双鞋。
They don't have money.
他们没有钱。
They don't have any capability.
他们也没有别的能力。
They are not better soldier than anyone else.
他们也没有比别人更强。
Because by themselves, they were never able to conquer the land of Canaan.
因为仅仅靠他们自己，他们是不能夺取迦南地的。
Because the Canaanites outnumber them by so many times.
因为迦南人比他们多得多。
They are better fighters.
他们是更好的战士。
They have strong castle and stronghold.
他们也有更好的城堡，也有还有堡垒。
But because God's help, God delivered them out of Egypt and helped them to settle in the land of Canaan.
因为神的帮助，神把他们帮他们攻取了迦南地。
And God gave them just one command.
神只是给了他们一个吩咐。
What is the command?
这个吩咐是什么呢
？That I make a covenant with you.
就是我和你立约。
That you just worship me and me only.
你就敬拜我。
只
有我。
Just like when you get married, you promise your spouse, "I love nobody else, just loving you, no matter what happened."
就像你刚结婚的时候，你向你的另一半承诺的，我只爱你一个人，没有别的。
You can choose not to get married, but if you choose to get married, you stick with your choice until you die.
你可以选择和神结婚，一旦你结了婚，那你就要和神直到永远。
You have to stay faithful.
一直要保持信实。
So God wants the people stay faithful to me, worship me only.
神要他的百姓忠诚于他。
But they don't listen.
可是他们却不听从他的
话。They don't want to worship God.
他们不想敬拜神。
Well, they worship God, but they also worship other gods.
他们敬拜神，可是他们也敬拜别神。
They love the idols of the Canaan culture.
他们喜欢迦南人的文化。
Why?
为什么
？Because they want success. Those old idols promise them success.
因为他们喜欢成功，这些偶像应许他们可以成功。
Promise them prosperity.
答应他们可以他们可以发达。
Promise them good life.
可以 应许他们可以有好的生活。
But actually, they forgot all those good things come from the one true God, not come from anyone else.
可是他们忘记了这些所有美好的一切都是从神而来，而不是从别的地方。
But they want to be cool. They want to be look like everybody else.
可是他们想像别人一样。
Well, isn't it? It's facing us. The choice is facing us today.
这不是我们今天遇到的困难吗？
God wants us to love Him alone and put Him in our the most important place in our heart.
神要我们喜欢他，来敬拜他，把他放在心中最重要的位置。
Because He loves us so much.
因为他非常的爱我们。
And He is our God. He is the one who created us.
他是我们的神，他也是我们的创造者。
We cannot love anyone else more than Him.
我们不能爱别人胜过爱他。
But in this world, the culture tells us to chase for other things, to put other things in your heart.
可是世界上告诉我们的就是要追求别的事情。
Well, at the time they did that.
那个时候他们也是这么做的。
They didn't listen to God.
他们没有听从神的话。
And do not walk in your law.
他们没有遵行他的律法。
Well, what did God do?
那神做什么呢？
God, it's very easy for God to take everything away.
对神来说，把一切拿走是非常容易的。
Sometimes we think that, oh, God gave it to you, God will not take it away.
有的时候我们想说，这是神给我的，他不会他不会从我身上拿走。
No, as easy as God can give anything to anyone.
不是的，就像神很容易的把某样东西赐给我们一样。
God can take it away anytime.
神也很容易的把某样东西夺取。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because everything belongs to him.
因为一切都属于神的。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
我们来看约珥书。
约伯记。
约伯记。
Job, the book of Job, chapter 1.
约伯记第一章。
Verse 20 to 21.
20到21节。
Job chapter 1 verse 20.
约伯记一章二十。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
One, two, three. Then Job rose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshipped. Verse 21. And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here mention about Job lose everything.
这里提到的是约伯，他失去了一切。
Almost everything.
几乎失去了一切。
Well, not because he have sinned. It's this case is very different than the Israelites.
并不是因为约伯他犯了罪。这个他的约伯的例子和以色列百姓的例子很不一样。
Not because devil attack him.
是因为魔鬼攻击了他。
And then God allowed.Taking the protection away from Job because God allowed Job to be put to the test.
神把把在约伯身上的保护取走了，因为神允许这么做。
So in one day he has lost his money, his children.
有一天他失去了一切财产，还有他的儿女。
But even that, Job cannot complain.
尽管这样。约伯也没有埋怨。
Because he knows the Lord gives and the Lord takes it away.
因为约伯知道赏赐的在于神，收取的也是在于神。
But normally God would not take it away.
通常神是不会收取的。
But if God wants to take it away, God has the right to do so.
可是如果神想收取的话，他也有权利这么做。
Just like God give you a child, God can also take away a child.
就像神赐给你一个孩子，他也可以把这个孩子收回。
God can give you a job, God can also take it away.
神可以赐给你一个工作，也可以把这个工作收回。
Actually, everything we have is temporarily.
事实上，我们现在拥有的都是非常暂时的。
Even our life is temporary.
即使我们的生命也是暂时的。
Right? God gave our life when we were born.
神赐给了我们生命，在我们出生的时候。
When our time is due, God will take our life.
当我们时候到的时候，当时候到了，神也会把我们的生命夺取。
So when times come, everything belongs come back to God.
当时候到了，所有 一切都会属于神。
Do not focus too much on these things in this world.
不要把太多的精力花在世上的事情。
Yes, God gave it to us. We enjoy. We love God.
当然，神赐给我们的，我们也尽情的享受。我们也爱神。
For example, God gave you a good family.
就像比如神给了我们一个很好的家庭。
Wow, and then we thank God.
我们感谢神。
While we are in this world, we love our family, and also we thank God for giving us this family.
当我们在这个世上的时候，我们我们爱我们的家人，我们也感恩有这样很好的家人。
We should use our family to serve God to repay God's love.
我们应该使用我们的家人来感谢神，来报答他的爱。
If God bless you with money,
如果神赐福给你，让你很有钱。
Use the money to love God, to serve God, to offer to the church.
那就用这些赏赐的钱来服侍教会。
Or if God give you a job,
如果神给你一份工作。
You work hard, you thank God for the opportunity.
你努力工作，那你也感谢神得到这样的一个机会。
But what's wrong with the people at that time?
那这个是百姓发生了什么事情呢？
That they love after they take the things given by God, they forget about God.
当他们得到神赏赐的一切的时候，他们就忘记了神。
Just like your friend asking you for your help.
就像你的朋友向你寻求帮助。
And then after they receive the help, and then they ignore you, they deny you. How would you feel?
当他们得到你帮助之后，他们就否认你，那你感觉会怎么样呢？
Or even betray you, how do you feel?
甚至是背叛你。
Or attack you, how do you feel?
攻击你，你会怎么想？
You know,
怎么会？
什么感觉？ They did the exact.Things to God at that time.
他们在这里做的是一样的。
Well, then God decided if you don't need me, if you want to betray me, you want to go away from me, I can anytime take away anything that I've given you.
神在这里，如果你们是想背叛我，想远离我的话，那我就把你们的一切夺取收回来。
So when God said, "Is it too difficult for me to do this?"
当神说。对，这一切对我来说是很难的吗
？Do you think it's too difficult for me to take things away？
夺取这一切对我来说是不是很困难呢
？No, it's not difficult.
不是的，并不困难。
Let's read verse 26.
我们一起读24节。
Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 26.
耶利米书32章24节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
26节。
二十六节
，1, 2, 3, 耶和华的话，临
到
耶
利
米
说，
我是
耶和华，是
凡有
邪
气者
的
神，
岂
有我难成的事吗？
28节，
耶和华
如
此说，
我
必
将
这
城
交
付
加
拉
底
人
的
手
和巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒
的
手，
他
必攻
取
这城。
29节，
攻城的
加
拉
底人
必来
放
火焚烧
这
城和
其
中
的
房
屋，
在这房屋上，人曾向巴利烧香，
向
北城交奠，惹我发怒。So God said, "Is it? Do you think I'm joking? It's too difficult for me to destroy everything?"
神说，你们觉得我是在开玩笑吗？夺取这一切是很困难的吗
？Because the people, you know, never pay any attention to all the prophets, their warning day and night about God will bring judgment, God will bring judgment, God will bring judgment.
因为这些百姓他们都没有听从神的话，也没有也不害怕神的审判。
They think that it's not easy to happen. How can, you know, we build a city, the city of Jerusalem, the temple, the political system?
他们认为摧毁城市是很困难的，因为这花很多力气来建耶路撒冷。
And even Babylon king will come to attack us, but we have protection.
即使巴比伦王来攻击我们，我们也是有保护的。
Well, God said the king of Babylon would destroy everything.
神说巴比伦王会摧毁一切。
Allow this to happen.
神也允许这一切发生。
Allow them to take things away from you.
他也允许 巴比伦人来夺取一切。
So it's not too difficult for God to take away things from us.
神来夺取我们身上的一切是并不困难的。
If we do not follow His will,
如果我们不遵行他的旨意的话
if we sin against Him,
如果我们犯罪的话
if we get proud, we think that we are somebody, we don't need God anymore.
如果我们很骄傲，我们认为我们不需要神的话
when you are humble, wow, you go, you pray, you ask God to help you.
如果我们很谦卑，我们求神来帮助我们。
But when you got rich, when you got power, when you can do anything, when you are in the top, oh, you ignore God.
当我们变有钱的时候，当我们变得很有能力的时候，我们就忽略了神。
Well, God can take things away in a second. You can lose everything.
神可以夺取一切，是分分秒秒的事情。
Well, if God takes away things from us, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
如果神要从我们身上夺取一切的话，并不是一件好事。
不一定是坏事。
不一定是坏事。
Why?
为什么呢
If only changing you, the only way to change you and make you repent and return is to take things away from you.
如果唯一让你做出改变的就是夺取你身上的一切的话
then God will allow this to happen.
那神就会允许这一切发生。
This is called God chastisement, huh? 神的管教。
那这就是神的管教。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 11.
我们来看希伯来书十一章
verse 9
第九节
Hebrew chapter 11 verse 9
希伯来书十一章第九节
chapter 12 verse 9
希伯来书十二章第九节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 9
希伯来书十二章第九节
Let's read together
一起读
1, 2, 3
再者我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且尊重他，何况万民的父，我们岂不当顺服他得生吗？第十节。
For they discipline us for a short time, as it seems best to them, but they discipline us for good, that we may share his holiness.
使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
He has said, if you love your children, you discipline them.
这里说，如果我们爱我们的孩子的话，我们就要管教他们。
Just like earthly fathers,
就像我们的生父。
Who were not disciplined by their father when we were young?
当我们还小的时候，谁不是被父亲来管教呢
？A normal father will discipline the child.
一个正常的父亲都会来管教他们的孩子。
Sometimes scold them if they do the wrong thing.
如果他孩子做错了事，有的时候他们会父亲会责骂他们。
If they're too naughty, you beat them up.
如果孩子很淘气的话，他们有可能会被打。
Or you take the things away that they love.
有可能也会把他们喜爱的东西夺取。
I remember when I was
收回。
I remember when I was a kid.
我记得我还是小孩子的时候。
I was quite naughty.
我非常的淘气。
There was one time my mother bought a video game, small one.
有一次我
for me.
我妈妈给我买了一个电动玩具。
But after I got it, I don't listen to her.
当我得到这个电动玩具之后，我就不再听她的话。
I didn't study my homework.
我也没有写功课。
I didn't sleep. I just keep playing.
我也不睡觉，我就一直的玩。
And then she said one time, two time, three time, I don't listen.
她说了一次、两次、三次，我都没有听。
And then what she does? You guess what she do? What did she do?
你们猜猜她后来做了什么
？She confiscated my video game.
她就把我的
充公了。
充，
把它充公啊。把他抢回来，
他把我的电动玩具抢回来
，and smash it on the ground in front of me，
就把它摔坏了。
Wow, I was so surprised.
我非常的惊讶。
But I cannot say anything.
但我也不好说什么。
Because she buy it for me, I'm not behaving, I'm not listening.
因为他为我买了这个玩具，我并没有听他的话。
Because I failed all the exam, I didn't study.
因为我考试也不及格。
Because of that video game.
就因为这个玩具我没有学习。
I don't even pay attention to her when she talk.
当她说话的时候，我也没有注意听她说话。
And just take the things away and smash it.
她就把我的玩具收走，然后把它摔坏了。
There's nothing I can do. I deserve it.
那我是活该的。
Right.
我也做不了什么。
Sometimes God has to take the things away for us to wake up.
有的时候神要把一切夺走来让我们警醒过来。
God has to take away the things you love so that you know what is your problem.
神要把我们喜欢的收走，我们才会发现，我们才知道。
Take away your something you cherish, and then take away your pride.
他会把我们珍惜的东西收走，也把我们的骄傲给收走。
Right, take away your job.
把你的工作收走。
You cannot be proud anymore. Who are you?
那你就不能骄傲了。你是谁呢？
Take away your health.
就是把你的健康收回来。
You cannot boast about your who are you.
那你就不能夸自己。
Take away your money.
就把你的金钱收回来。
You cannot boast about your money.
你也不能夸自己。
So when we have everything, we better be humble and respect God.
当我们拥有一切的时候，我们必须要谦卑来敬拜神。
But the people at that time, they don't pay attention to God.
可是那个时候的百姓，他们没有留意神。
Well, God still loved them.
可是神仍然爱他们。
So God disciplined them.
所以神来管教他们。
So for a short time, it seems painful for them.
对他们从短时间来说，对他们来说是非常痛苦的。
Because verse 10 says, "For they disciplined us for a short time."
在第十节这里说。都是暂随己意管教我们。
But God disciplined us for good, that may we share His holiness.
父管教我们是要我们得益处。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
For the moment,
凡管教的事
discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
就是义。
Yes.Sometimes losing something may prove very, very painful.
是的，有的时候失去某样东西是非常痛苦的。
The Israelites has lost their country, lost the temple, and they were in exile for 70 years.
以色列百姓他们失去了他们的国家，也失去了他们的城市，他们被流放了70年。
That was a very painful experience.
这是非常痛苦的经历。
But because of that experience, they woke up and they worship God, then they never depart again.
就因为这样痛苦的经历，他们警醒过来，他们也不再这么做了。
So it's not too hard for God to discipline us to take away things from us.
对神来说，管教我们，把我们一切夺取，并不是那么。困难的。
But sometimes God waited and waited and waited and hoped that He do not need to do that. He does not need to do that.
可是有的时候，神却一直的等待，等待。他希望我们，他希望他不需要这么做。
But even though He has to do it,
可是他却要这么做。
He still loves us. It's not that because He hates us, but because He loves us.
他仍然爱我们，并不是说他恨我们。
Let's read.Isaiah chapter 1.
我们来看以赛亚书第一章。
Verse 25.
25节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 25.
以赛亚书一章二十五节。
Isaiah 1:25-27.
以赛亚书一章二十五到二十七节。
It's very wonderful verse. When I read it, I really touch.
这是非常好的几句经文。当我读的时候。感觉非常的感动。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
I will turn my hand against you,
and
will smelt away your dross as with lure and remove all your alloy.
26.
And I restore your judges at first, and your counselor as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called a city of righteousness and a faithful city. Here, when verse 25 said, God turned his hand against his people.
25节这里说，我必反手加在你身上。
This means God disciplined them.
这意味着神管教他们。
God make them suffer.
神使他们受苦。
Just like people put the silver or the metal in a furnace to make it burn.
就像人们在火炉里面打造金和银一样。
But why did people put the silver, put the metal in the furnace?
为什么人们把银或者是金属放到火炉里面呢？
You know, this bell, beautiful, right?
这个铃铛很
shiny shiny 啊，
非常的非常的好看，因为非常的闪亮。
I think it's made with stainless steel。
应该是用
不锈钢。
不锈钢。
Where do you get stainless steel?
我们是如何做不锈钢的呢？
If you look at the process, you know, have to high temperature burning the impurity, and then add some other alloy, add inside, remove something and add in something.
因为如果你了解这个过程的话，你就知道他们是在高温里面加工，然后要除掉一些杂质，然后要加入一些合成的。
And then it will not rust, it will be shiny.
那它就不会生锈。
And you have to polish, you have to polish it.
你要要打要打磨。
This is what God do to us.
这就是神对我们所做的。
He put us into the furnace of fire, burn us, we will cry, we think, why you put me into this kind of family?
他把我们放到火炉当中，就使我们燃烧，我们使我们哭泣，我们有可能就会说，我们神为什么把我生在这样的家庭
？For example, I want a good marriage, but why my marriage is like this?
比如说我想要一个好的婚姻，可是我的婚姻为什么是这样呢
？Why you put me into this kind of situation?
为什么把我放在这样的一个境地呢
？Or why my children always give me trouble？
为什么我的孩子总是给我总会给我惹麻烦呢
？Sometimes you are being put in the furnace。
有的时候我们是被扔到火炉里。
Or God take away something from you。
或者神把我们身上的某样东西取走。
You feel so painful。
你感觉非常的痛苦。
But it is actually the love of God。
可是这却是神的爱。
Here said。
这里说。
Smelt away your dross with lye and remove your alloy.
炼尽你的渣滓，除尽你的杂质。
And then the restoration will come. And then the restoration 神恢复我们。
神恢复。
Verse 26, I'll restore you. I'll restore Jesus. I'll restore you. 我复兴你们。
我复兴你们。
And then verse 27.
27
Zion, let's read together.
我们一起读。
One, two, three. Zion shall be redeemed by justice, and those in her who repent by righteousness.
必因公义得蒙救赎。
You know, after we burn in the furnace, after we face trials, the Zion will repent.
在我们被扔在火炉当中，被扔到火炉当中。
You think that what am I lacking?
西安必得救赎。
And then.When then you repent, you redeem.
那我们就会回转。
And then you will be righteous again.
我们就的因公义得蒙救赎。
So this verse 27, three R: repent, redeem, and righteousness.
27节这里，
three R in English.
是有三个。
If you are this three R, then you'll be okay. You know, even you put in the furnace.You'll be okay. You'll be better.
如果我们悔改，我们就会得救赎，还有公义。
But if you do not do this,
如果我们不这么做的话
，verse 28, if you have become the rebels, another R, rebels. Rebel, that means you don't care. You don't want to listen. You don't want to change.
悖逆，意味着你不听。
Even though God put you in the furnace, you refuse to change. You refuse to repent.
尽管神把你放到火炉当中，可是你却不愿意改变，
Verse 28.
不愿意忏悔。
And then the rebels and sinners shall be broken together.
那悖逆的和罪和犯罪的必一同败坏。
And those who forsake the law shall be consumed.
离弃耶和华的必致消灭。
God have two attributes. One is love. One is justice.
神有两个属性，一个是爱，另外一个是公义。
If you repent, God show His love to you.
如果你忏悔的话，他就会向你展示他的慈爱。
If you refuse to repent,
如果你拒绝忏悔的话
，then you face His judgment.
你就会面临他的审判。
That is being consumed.
那就是会消灭。
It's not too hard for God to do that.
对神来说，这并不是困难的。
So tonight we talk about this theme. Is it anything too hard for God?
今天我们和大家探讨的就是 在神有难成的事吗？
It's not too hard for God to give things to you or help you out.
对神来说，赐给我们某件东西，或者是帮助我们，是不困难的。
Also, it's not too hard for God to take things away.
或者对神来说，把我们身上的夺取也不是困难的。
But if you repent, it's not too hard for God to accept you again.
如果我们悔改的话，那对神要接受我们也是不困难的。
Let's sing hymn 378.
我们一起来唱诗三百38首。